Well, let's check in Washington. Members of Congress are back on the Hill, but Michael Grimm won't be joining them. The Republican who represents Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn and New York turned himself into federal authorities today and is awaiting indictment on criminal charges. Also percolating in Washington, the National Rifle Association met over the weekend, and a few key primaries are on the horizon. NPR's digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian has a check-in for us. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Robin.
And start with Congressman Grimm. He made headlines after President Obama's State of the Union address when a young reporter asked him about the allegations of criminality. He refused to answer. The reporter signs off. Let's listen to a little of that. And then it's hard to hear, but Grimm crosses over the camera lens, which was still running, and threatens to throw this young reporter off a balcony. Let's listen.
All right, so Congressman Michael Grimm does not want to talk about some of the allegations concerning his campaign finances. We wanted to get him on camera on that, but he, as you saw, refused to talk about that. Back to you.
Why? Let me be clear to you. You have to do that to me again. I'm telling you this.
Reporter keeps saying, why? I just wanted to ask you. And Michael Grimm goes on to tell him he will break him like a twig. So, Charlie, what were these allegations now, criminal charges?
Well, the indictment involves federal fraud charges related to a health food restaurant that Grimm ran prior to winning election to Congress in 2010. And the charges include, among other things, perjury, wire fraud, obstruction of justice, employment of illegal immigrants. Essentially, what the congressman is accused of doing is underreporting the wages he paid his workers and underreporting the amount of money the restaurant earned. And then later, as a member of Congress, he's accused of lying under oath during a civil deposition about his role in operating the restaurant. So naturally, all of this is getting a little more or a lot more attention because Grimm is a former FBI agent himself.
Yeah. Well, it's also getting more attention because every news report, including ours, is rerunning that tape that we just heard. So there's that. But let's take a look at what else you want us to keep an eye on in Washington. A couple of key primary races coming up in the next week. Representative John Boehner up against another Republican in Ohio. But is there any thinking there that Boehner could lose?
I don't think so. Speaker Boehner's in pretty good shape right now. He's got three challengers, but let me put it this way. He's already spent $12 million, and none of his challengers have spent more than $40,000. So I think if he lost, it would be something like the New York Yankees losing against a Little League baseball team. Mm-hmm. So naturally, of course, there's restiveness among his Republican constituents in the primary there because nobody embodies the Republican establishment quite like the Speaker of the House. But at this moment, there's really not a lot of evidence to suggest any of the challengers are poised to score an upset.
Well, but his Republican critics have more to point to. After last week, we played the sound, his mocking some of his fellow Republicans, who he's going to be facing this week as they come back into session, calling them whiners on not wanting to work on immigration reform. How's that going to work this week as they all gather again?
Right. Probably not the smartest move that the speaker's ever pulled. But, some of his colleagues have responded, particularly the ones who weren't big fans of his to begin with. And, naturally, they're a little peeved by his remarks on immigration. And one of them, Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, this weekend went so far as to ridicule the speaker as Tammy Faye Boehner, which was a derisive reference to the speaker's habit of crying in public. But I think while he rubbed a number of conservatives the wrong way with the ridicule and mocking of their position on immigration reform, nothing has really dramatically changed in terms of his relationship with his detractors or his position as speaker. So I don't expect that it's going to have a significant or a material impact on the way he runs the House in the near future.
And finally, Charlie, the National Rifle Association convention this weekend in Indianapolis, gun control, of course, their issue. But what else are they talking about?
Well, there's a big legislative priority that the NRA has right now, and that's a national reciprocity law that would allow gun owners to carry licensed weapons when they travel across state lines. Now, that's the legislative priority on their agenda. But in political terms, on their political agenda, the NRA understands that this is a critical election year and one in which they need to flex their muscles and remind legislators of the power of the gun lobby and of Second Amendment voters. So what the NRA is doing and signaled this weekend is they're gearing up to fight the new gun control advocacy group that's backed by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg's pledged $50 million towards the effort, and the NRA is using that as a rallying cry now for the 2014 elections.
Charlie Mattesian, NPR's digital politics editor, also a waiter because he just set the table for the week ahead. Charlie, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.
and you're listening to Here and Now.